Friendly Geordies podcast coming live at you. I don't know, we're probably up to the 100th episode. Who knows? The point is, we're listening to Ariana Grande's Break Free because went to KFC this week. That is the national anthem for KFC.
I already forgot that that's the reason why you played it.
But we all agreed, right? Come on. That's so... And it's all these depressed teenagers sitting there going, God, if she must have the best life. It's all they're thinking. The whole time is looking up at that going, why am I so greasy? It's because you get discount KFC.
It's such a dystopic world, isn't it, KFC? Where it's like these greasy teens and this like these like perfect looking women shaking their asses on dancing on TV. And then greasy food. It's weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you but see it works. Everybody eating in KFC.
Does it work though? I feel very scared and confused when I'm in there.
Well, what else are you going to listen over there? What song do you want to listen to?
Old timey.
Yeah, you're right. Honky tonk badonky.
Yes.
Should be played.
Fried chicken music. Like old timey Kentucky banjo. And stop with all the like modern marketing. They're trying to make the kernel like modern. Like, yeah. Dude, I want to eat.
Using the word fresh in KFC
is lame.
You know, in most KFCs, because they're broken into so often because of the clientele they attract, they have a sealed in press door that you have to get into to get into the actual facility, right? Which means that they have a CO2 warning siren because there's not enough fresh air getting into the facility. That if all of a sudden, like, the oxygen levels take a sudden dive, they're just like, beep, beep, everybody vacate the premises. We're no longer selling fried chicken until we can breathe properly.
If that's not dystopic, then I don't know what is.
With that music, come on. Just that music and looking at a CO2 warning sign.
KFC is Blade Runner. It is Brave New World.
Dude,
I want my KFC served on like alligator skin, not a freaking plastic tray. I want it to be genuine. Yeah, I want it to be dirty. I want it to be like I want it on a bin lid or something.
Yeah. And then instead of deep fries, they should have a la the Flintstones, hilarious animals acting as deep fryers, don't you think?
I agree with that.
Sucking up hot oil and going onto the chicken.
Obviously.
Yeah, you're right. Shouldn't even have TVs. It should be a guy playing a banjo.
I mean, for me, there's gripes all across the fast food industry now because I went to Macca's this morning driving back from Lithgow and bloody all the TVs is like plasma screen TVs with like moving images of like burgers and stuff. It's like you're just polishing a turd, guys. Get rid of the TVs. Get rid of the TVs. I want it worse than it was in the 90s. I want just like crappily drawn.
Oh, dude, you'll find one KFC. I was driving back from the city and I had to like take a different route. I don't know where it was and I was really hungry. I saw a random KFC. This is
Holsworthy.
Like, no, dude. This was like right like around 12 at midnight. And I saw a KFC and I go in there and this KFC is completely different to any KFC that I've seen. It was like the guy that was serving was behind a jail cell.
Whoa. Like
literally, wow. It was a jail cell and then he gave it through a small hole. And I was like, and I felt really threatened. That's why I was like, where the fuck am I? And I get out, I get into my car and I start driving and then I see I was in La Kemba.
That makes sense.
So, if you go
that is only the lowest rungs of society and detectives should be allowed to
I don't even care if it's, like, elitist. Yeah, I want to be elitist about that. I'm not surprised about that.
To Kimber, you but know I wanna, why? I, because there's that viral video of that like, young Leb guy with the... You know that really scary haircut that you see in La Kemba where their head is completely shaved and they've got a massive ponytail? Rat.
if that's not a hairstyle of the future, then I don't know what it is.
King Xerxes' elite forces in the modern day.
Yes, yes.
It's like...
Except wearing...
Just for some reason, the science teacher at La Kemba High is... experimenting with time travel and went, oh no, I shut the dial tube back, no! And then all of his students all of a sudden are these guys going, where are the Greeks? Show me the Greeks.
Holy shit, he's nailed it. He's nailed it.
It's because of that guy. It was like, I don't want any fucking ham, bro. I don't want any fucking ham. He's fucking caught me.
Oh, that's right.
He's really, oh, right. Because he's really confused because he's in a different time. He doesn't understand.
No, but have you seen that?
And crappy Adidas.
Terrified by fried chicken. That shows you how far we've
and
come.
Crappy, check out, like, crappy check Adidas out if you haven't.
Check
pants
out the video.
And the best thing they could get is supposed to like flowing gold, like gold gauze and shit. I haven't seen that video actually.
Dude, it is unbelievable. That is now, I put two and two together. That is the reason why they have that case. That video was insane. This fucking dude just flipped out.
About ham?
Bacon or ham? No, bacon. It was bacon.
Yeah, some pig component, right?
No, but the funny thing is, it wasn't even like the customer that flipped out. It was the guy that was serving that flipped
what?
Out.
What? I don't understand.
Oh, that's right. It was yeah. too.
What? How does that make?
Okay,
wait,
so
wait,
the jail cell is there to protect the customers.
Wait, so a strength.
Welcome to La Kimba.
Wait,
the tables have turned.
Since when are strangers coming into shops and offering people bacon or pork products?
No, they don't.
No. I think he was saying, I want bacon on my Zinger burger. And he was going, what the fuck you want bacon for?
Or at least that's what it seems like. Dude, he started like knocking over shit.
I'm going to pay that for hilarity. For the hilarious factor, I'm going to pay that.
Oh, yeah, that's why it went viral. It was the fucking
oh, God.
How high-pitched his voice was. It was like his voice was perfectly in tune with
Torbs.
Those really wussy keys at the far end of the piano that no one ever uses.
You beef burger breath.
That kind of.
Yeah, his mum was a balloon.
Oh my God. That's amazing. What was his dad? A metronome?
Yeah, pitch perfect, though. All right, let's go and move on to our next subject.
That wasn't a segment.
Yeah.
That was a hello. Hello, everybody. Thank you. 2017.
Tell us your stories about KFC in the comments box. Everybody's got one.
You know what I want to know? I just genuinely want to know if people love it or hate it. I want people's opinions on KFC.
Most people love it. I don't think there are many people that hate it.
As we discussed last week, where Miss Love had the greatest insight mankind has ever produced, and it's the reason why he and our entire species existed, was to come to the conclusion that Linkin Park is the Red Rooster of music. Yeah.
So what is...
Miss Love clapping himself for a job well done, he does deserve to pat himself on the back as he's currently doing.
So are you asking the audience what KFC band is?
Tell us what the band of KFC... Well, it's clearly Ariana Grande. That is the KFC
yeah,
band.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate.
I bet we can find better. It needs to be a band. And
sure.
No, okay, I agree. Fine, a band. What band would KFC represent best?
That's a really good point.
And that's where we leave it to the audience.
Yeah, okay, cool. And on that note... Yeah, baby, let's kick it on. Time to
Miss
get
energized. Miss Love just opened a can of whoop-ass.
On the audience. Yeah. Take that, you bastards. All right.
Commies. Nazi commies.
Nazi commies.
That wouldn't surprise me. If the internet didn't exist, Miss Love would definitely believe in commie Nazis. And I bet you he would think the Australian Labour Party
are
commie Nazis.
Every time someone goes, like some left wing dude goes on Fox News, they always have to like, they don't have to justify communism. They first have to tell them the difference between Nazis and commies. That takes up 20 minutes with like Bill O'Reilly, who said, well, Hitler's party had socialism in it. How do you explain that? Yes, but it was a name. Like, if you look at the ideologies, they're completely different. I mean, Hitler was the one who was killing communists as well.
Yeah, with his classic strategy of, I'm going to give you the last word. And then they speak, and then he goes, no, it doesn't. Coming up next.
he always gets
the last word.
Yeah, he does do that. He's like, that's not true. But anyway, I think we should refute that.
I don't buy it.
If there was no internet... if there was no internet and I went to this high school that I was supposed to go to and I never met Jordan, I'd probably go around, I don't know, punching elderly people in the stomach or something. Just out of that level of uneducation. Just that level.
No, you think that that's your job. Assigned by God.
That makes it more justified, right?
Anyway, sorry, we've got to yeah, move on. Like,
let's please move on.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop incriminating Miss Love in every segment. It always just finishes with him inciting a crime.
That's the way we like it. Keep the ball moving. Can't stop it now.
That is our version of having a producer that does that little wind up song. Just says illegal shit.
Oh, that makes me happy.
All right, so we're moving on to probably, okay. Well, we'll start with this because it's just a little piece of wrap-up news from last week, seeing as both of you were so excited about me giving you a Christmas present of InfoWars Healthline products, the number one recommended product by Alex Jones, because, of course, he gets 50% of the profit. So we gave Ali, because he's having trouble with the ladies, super male vitality.
Damn, I wish I could deny that.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about bringing this up. I mean, again, all of Holdsworthy Live's audience, which check it out, it's our brand new YouTube channel. You'll learn a lot.
It should be a lot of fun.
Even though you're never there, Miss Love. Currently, I don't think you're getting picked up on your microphone because you're leaning back as far as you can.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You were as physically far away from the microphone as possible.
I'm literally a child.
Has like these rituals. Every time a segment ends, Miss Love has a magazine on his desk that he just turns the page. He's not reading it, but every time the segment, he turns over a page and then he just keeps the magazine there without looking at what it is.
I'm literally that guy in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest who rips up the air conditioner and goes, "Ugh!" and throws it at the wall and runs out. That's me. I'm just an insane asylum guy.
All right. I really want that to be the way I die. Miss Love smothering me with a pillow and escaping my house. You could just leave. You could just walk out the front door. No one would give a shit, but he still decides to smash a window and run to freedom. All right, so we're asking everybody here, guys. So you were taking super male vitality to give you the essential berries, roots, and minerals needed to give you more hard-ons throughout the day, I think is the main point of
berries.
Super male vitality. It's just a very unscientific Viagra. And
I don't need that, man.
Yeah, you get enough boners. You don't get enough pussy for the boners.
Yeah, that's my issue. But
I think that was supposed to help anyway, but no one really knows what super male vitality does. I was listening to it for 45 minutes of Alex Jones explaining it to me.
Yeah,
there's a lot of bravado, a lot of bragging about how muscly
he is. A lot of jargon, I feel. Like exo essential, you know, just stuff that, I don't know, very esoteric.
Yeah, it was like buying
words.
A laptop at Dick Smith. They say a lot of words and you go, yep, sounds great.
Yeah, right? exactly.
And you, Miss Love, were taking nation iodine to give you 15 IQ points. Apparently.
I need it.
Guys, give us your reports. Field reports. Because it's not all fun and games.
It's serious
work in this podcast. You have to take literally 3 drops a day out of a vat.
Man, okay, so I took it yesterday morning, but I haven't taken it since because I'm too afraid of putting things in my body that comes from InfoWars. I'm just gonna say it, man. I'm just gonna fucking say it.
You pussy!
Man, like, I'm fucking consuming it, right? And it tastes like barbecue sauce and iodine. I don't know what the fuck it is.
It actually does.
So
it is. It's water and barbecue sauce, I think. I think he's just from Texas. He just really likes barbecue sauce. He thinks it has, like, you know, nutritional properties.
Yeah.
That's so good. It's like he went to the supermarket and saw that Blackmores was selling off the shelf and then looked to the other side of what else is selling. He's Master Foods. Just mix the two together in a test tube.
That's literally... I think we just got to the bottom of it.
At best, it's just useless and non-harmful. at worst, it could give some long-term side effects. Because, like, dude, do you think Alex Jones went through... Yeah. I don't think Alex Jones went through the proper testing methods. I don't think that that was his priority.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, whenever anyone's priority is cash money. Yeah. And not money, cash money.
And, like, building nuclear bunkers...
That's great, isn't it? That, actually, yeah, that's probably not Alex Jones's... I scratched that. That is definitely not his modus operandi in life, is to be the richest man in the graveyard. It's to have the biggest bunker ever. Surely.
So he can be the richest man when time comes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because he knows that in 2050, the currency will be baked beans.
It just makes me so happy that this image of Ali taking a few drops, then looking at the bottle and just going, looking really, like, suspicious, and just being like, I'm not going to eat this. I'm not going to do this. Like, I know, the man who designed, literally... put together and designed this
it's a dumbass. It's a dumbass, and I can't trust that guy.
I love that Ali is like a communist sympathizer, or like describes himself as a socialist. So I just feel like if Alex Jones heard this, he'd be like, well, it's probably better he doesn't drink it. He'd probably spontaneously combust if he drank my product, because he is a communist.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be sad about that.
How good would it be if you saw underneath Alex Jones's desk when he's speaking and yelling, and the bottom half of him, he's not wearing any pants, he's not wearing underwear, he's just bathing in chili con carne.
What? Probably accurate.
No, you think every time, and on his break, he's just sitting there getting like
shoveling it in. I love him. I don't care. I love him. But I completely understand why you would be dubious. Even me looking at the tube, I'm like, I don't know why he's. I don't trust his capabilities as a chemist.
Yes, that's right. A medical practitioner. Yeah. I don't think Alex Jones.
Yeah.
No. So I'm on your side. That way.
I'm still going to drink the whole thing because YOLO. But
like what okay, great.
Yeah, but I completely see where Ali's coming from. Completely. I understand why he might be dubious.
Me too. And now that you brought this up, Ali. Can I have that back, man?
yes, sure, you can.
No. Wait a sec. No. Guys.
Are you fucking asking?
Ali, Jordan, let's pump the brakes for a second. Ali might, in every regard, not want to drink it, but we're still making him drink it.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's settled then. Without Ali's consent... I'm turning off his microphone so he can no longer speak for the next minutes.
You have to
minutes.
Drink it for the sake of the pact. Dude, I touched your balls. We're doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. I didn't. But, like, pretend we did, so it's more legit.
How's cupping balls a contract?
It is. I feel like all the sororities, you know, have such acts.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, quickly, just on to you, Bislav. Oh my god, again, another what? Crime, just sexual harassment. Now, what's your, you took Nace and iodine.
I'm not going to lie to you, as I said, I mentioned this earlier, I just forgot to take mine.
And there you have it.
That's why you from need that supplement.
The conclusive reports on Alex Jones' spiritual health.
But I promise.
No one took it. Three men giggling into the microphone about how little they know about it after a week.
Guys, I will puncture that statement. I will clarify that by saying next week I'll be full of the stuff. I promise I'll take it.
Man, anyway. Just have the whole thing in one go. Maybe let's see what happens. That would be a good test. If you survive, I'll have it.
Go viral. I'm going to check into the medical faculties of this. Please. If I'm going to see if you can take all of Super Male Vitality in one go.
I don't want to do
that. And then we'll film you taking it, Miss Carly. Just down it all at once.
No, I was saying I'm not going to take 2 drops. I'll take 2 drops. I trust my body enough to combat that shit 2 drops at a time.
Right now on the podcast, we're shaking that we're both going to keep doing it.
No, I can keep doing it, but I'm not having it in one go.
You don't have to skull it. We'll die if you do that. But shake now that we'll keep doing it.
I'm just gonna, like,
in my case, I will start.
I'm not going to shake it. I'm just going to, like, tap your hand.
Just shake it.
Just skull it.
Shake it.
No!
You don't have to
skull it. You
don't have to skull it.
Okay, yeah. So this shake wasn't for the skull.
No, this isn't a skull. We just have to take it. Because I actually want to see if it works. I just forgot because I've been digging holes a lot and it crossed my mind.
Literally true.
It didn't cross my mind.
Love is digging holes for a living these days.
That's why I forgot, but
and
we will do it.
As a classic construction worker is making heaps of poking your tongues out while making the gnarly
shucker.
The shucker hand gesture.
And also got these shoes just miraculously.
These shoes.
Yeah, the Blundstones just grew on you, didn't they?
You've never
had them before, and then you came in today, cowboy spurs.
I just woke up.
Chunking,
but they're kind of like, they're
into
poof
FBI
cowboy
to all
shoes.
Of these hipster women, and then just tipped your hat, ma'am.
Yeah. Ma'am, that's right.
Pretty much. I woke up, went to the pub, and ate beef jerky for 4 days.
Man, beef jerky for 4 days is not a bad idea.
Yeah, says the Pakistan. Such a Pakistani thing, I feel like, to like beef jerky.
Dude,
or like
they don't
salted
have beef
meats.
Jerky there. They don't have salted meats at all.
Really?
I tried it here, and I initially didn't like it.
Really?
But now
I thought
I
it was like
it.
I thought it was on your flag, just 2 pieces of crisscrossed.
Yes.
In dryeth we trusteth.
Yeah. 2 pieces of beef jerky and a crescent and a mate, beef jerky made with crescent and a star and
we
a crescent
are
made of
seriously
beef jerky.
The bottom of society, just the dregs, the stone slackers.
All right, let's move on to
time to
the
move the page.
Time question,
to turn the
which
page.
Is actually, yeah, all right.
I do that. You're right.
Yeah, you do fucking do it.
It's
you
weird.
Don't even realize
I
it. You just
yeah.
turn the page every time a segment's
so
over.
Weird.
Care to put it into the microphone, Miss Love?
What?
The sound of the page turning.
Oh yeah.
The page has been turned. Onto the next part of the agenda, which is the question, guys. You ready for this? True or false?
Oh, God.
No one knows what it's like to be a human being. Boom.
Like I said,
true.
Stone slackers.
I'm going to have to just punctuate your point, Miss Love, by saying, yeah, I got that question from a stone slacker.
I'm going to say false.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a true. It's
I'm
true.
Say false. Because it seems an obvious question.
No, but
what is your point?
Well,
no,
what's your point?
Because I am a human, so I know. Fuck
pretty
off.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, Miss Love's guide into philosophy. If the answer's obvious, take it.
Sometimes things shouldn't be, you know, delved into. Whoever wrote that, you shuck.
This is
Miss Love is essentially.
You've lived in Lithgow for a week. The change is very noticeable. Blundstones and every question is the response is basically, what are you, some kind of poof?
Hey, don't knock it till you've tried it. But I'm interested to see what Ali has to say.
Okay, so I think it's true because the only way that you can actually experience something is to experience something else in order to compare the two and then you can make a judgment on it. I feel like we don't know anything else, so we don't know what it's like to be human. What would make us know what it's like to be human if we could somehow become a dog for 10 days? Then we would know really what it's like to be a human.
But you can taste...
That'd be great. Being a dog, can you think of a funner life? Unless you're one of those dogs that's always left in a backyard.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Or a stray dog, man.
No, a stray dog would be sick.
Dude, you know, like, you have to fight for food every day. People kick you and shit.
I think that's bullshit.
Like, you literally have to eat bones.
What do you think's bullshit? Wait,
like,
being a stray dog is
I mean, like, if you're... To have a different experience, I don't think that just... You know, I don't think you have to have a different experience to counter your own experience to be able to judge it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you, like, you can't like make a judgment on it then. Like you can be like in an observant status for...
Like if you eat spaghetti your whole life, obviously, you know...
If you said spaghetti is the best food in the world, I would say you are a dumbass because you haven't tried anything else.
But you know what I mean? Like if you have spaghetti your whole life, you can't be like, you don't even know what spaghetti's like. It's like, yes, you do. You just don't have a broad understanding.
Like, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like you know what food is like because you've only had spaghetti.
Mm.
Right? If you try other things, then you would really know what spaghetti is like. You know what nutrition is. If you have spaghetti all your life.
I don't know how
it affects you, how it gives you energy. But you don't really know what spaghetti is like unless you've tried something else.
I get your point, but I disagree.
Can neither of you guys explain Plato's Cave?
I remember that from uni. It's about...
Yes.
Shit.
The subject where you barely got accredited.
The subject where our mate from school beat me at it, because even though he was a lad, but... That's irrelevant because I just found out recently that his dad wrote all his essays.
To give you an idea of the caliber of human being that Miss Love was beaten by in this, he, for his year 11 English exam, basically wrote an advertisement for meatball subs.
I'll be damned if they weren't tasty.
All I remember, it was half a page, really blotch written. Handwriting analyst with the police would look at it and go, this guy is clearly a moron. That'd be the only thing you need to know about it.
I remember you telling me about this I knew Miss Love.
You're joking, though. You're joking.
No, it said, and he handed it in.
No,
and it said,
no.
And it said, meatball sub fucking tasty shit. Healthy as fuck. That was another choice quote.
Healthy as fuck. And meatball sub.
What did I score, teach?
I'm done with
and
this
Miss
world.
Love was beaten by that guy.
I'm done with this world. Take me.
Take me to Valhalla.
But the point
is, I preface that by saying that I found out later that he was cheating on his university exams. I mean, not his exams, his essays. So it's kind of, you know, it doesn't make it as exciting, the point. So, you know what I mean? But he was actually...
No, I think it makes it better.
Yeah.
What?
He cheated. And then the best thing that he could get was like write an essay on how good meatball subs are. That's what? Like, you can't even cheat properly.
I didn't cheat with that essay. I'm just saying.
No, in philosophy, he was a star student because he was getting his dad to write his essays in university. I thought that stopped in year 8.
I don't know how accurate that is
either. Look at this dad who's like, yeah, I'll write you an essay.
I am paying vaguely remember what
shout out.
This is the worst conversation ever. Three guys trying to piece together what Plato's Cave is.
None of us
clearly ever read
it. Okay, so like, do you know, what's your...
I want to say what it is.
Okay.
Like a child.
Miss Love.
Wait.
Okay, from now on, Miss Love is officially the speaker of this podcast.
I'm such a dick, eh?
No, order! Oi!
Order!
Miss Love has the floor!
Order. Are you giving yourself the floor, Miss Love?
That would happen most often. Order! Time for me to speak!
Shout out
ACU. I am the speaker, after all!
Shout out ACU, by the way. Australian Catholic University in Strathfield.
Why a shout out to them? Did you?
It was an ironic shout out. I went there for a year.
Did you? Dude, yeah. I've heard... Dude, okay, so how
lame.
Crazy is this?
So lame.
Just to digress, I know there's one guy who went there, and he was saying the most active political organization there is the Young Liberals.
Dude, oh, what?
What the Young Liberals is that possible?
At fucking That's ACU, because they're all Christians or whatever.
That's pretty funny.
Dude, at UNSW, the Young Liberals were just hiding in like one corner and would meet up like scared of what would happen if they were outed.
It was like when Homer and Mindy went to the energy convention of 96 representing nuclear power. And
no more Chernobyls.
That's the Young Liberals in every other university.
Oh, really?
That is amazing that you got your education there. No. And you were beaten by a lad cheating.
Oh, my God. I was only there for a year. And I got out of there. Plato's Cave.
Explain to us Plato's Cave, Miss Love, having extensively given the audience the worst possible picture of the person that you're getting this information from.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure it's like a dude in front of a fire watching shadows in front of him, which are like projections of, so like a false projections of reality, like a fake world. And there's some other stuff. There's an entrance, I think.
Well, are you literally describing a cave at this point?
But that's it.
This is great. His knowledge.
Oh, yeah, right.
I kind of know what cave is.
Oh, wait. And then there's a
safe. And on top of that, like his education seems to be... He probably went to his university lectures stoned, so he can only remember a sentence from that. But on top of that, it must also be from when he went to Jindabyne Caves when he was four.
Wait, were there, in the caves, was there like ego, id, all that kind of stuff? Did that represent certain sections?
And now he's splicing in Freud.
Yeah, that's Freud. But good enough. You're on the right track.
That's me done. Thanks, guys. See you later.
No.
I've got to get back to Lithgow to work in my cherry pickup.
Literally left.
That's my
point. But you mentioned Freud.
You should. Okay, let's do this for an advertisement for this podcast. Let's get that footage of you in that cherry picker trying to figure out how it works and your girlfriend going, Mishlav, and then you do the chucker sign. And then after that, we should just be like, Australian Catholic University, going places. Yeah,
let's do it. I would wholeheartedly condone that.
Anyway, that's what Plato's Cave more or less is that most people aren't even looking at reality. They think they're looking at reality, and that's pretty much it. Man. I reckon our generation is the most guilty in all of human history of that. And that's why I reckon we're not human beings.
Whoa. Now you just dropped it on some hectic level shit.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Think about this, right? You're listening to Plato's Cave. You're not listening to reality. Right now around you, probably there's some Indian miners killing a magpie. That's probably what's happening. But instead, you're listening to three guys having a conversation a week ago.
I think.
What are you doing to yourself, Scott?
I feel like, no offense, like Ali, but I even like that perspective is interesting. I am offended. I destroy. No, but like,
I love how like you think this will tick me off, like this little thing.
I'm sorry, Ali. And, like, I'm going for the Vegemite instead of the peanut butter.
Yeah, it's great. It's like you mistake Ali with a. An atomic bomb.
It's my dad. No, but like,
I actually... And then you say that Linkin Park is like the best band and not say no offense to that.
I just think of you as the political guy. But no, like, I do get what you're saying. I feel like I do get what you're saying. Probably just because that answer is way more Blade Runner.
Wait, so what are we then? What are we if we're not human beings anymore?
Oh, how did you have this?
Because I was thinking that is what I bet you. If you were a dog,
I love that you had it.
This would be your brain's thoughts all day.
No.
How epic is it thinking about a Maltese Terrier walking down the stairs, and that's all that's happening?
Wasn't that like the premise of Courage the Cowardly Dog?
I definitely do see what you mean, though. If you are so far removed from reality, then your experience is by definition kind of inhuman, isn't it?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Is that okay? So,
but what is reality?
Yeah. That's...
Look, like one philosophical question. Because my friend the other day, when I was talking to him, and he was going, "Yeah, I think like you know, to be like a good human being, you should probably be like cultured. You should probably have like a goal. That's how you get fulfillment." I was thinking about it. Do you honestly think that a tribe in the Amazon, who when they see a plane go by, half of the tribe has a heart attack and dies?
Oh my god!
You know those people, right?
Yeah.
Is that still happening?
Give a shit. Yeah, like they're just being like, "Oh, I really want to see Amsterdam. I think that'll make me a well-rounded individual."
But isn't that?
Yeah, and they can't even remember their trip to Amsterdam because they were high the whole time. I'm definitely learned something. I just can't remember what it was.
Exactly. It's the same That's thing true. When everybody always
drunk says, and high.
Acid really changes your perspective on things. How? I can't describe it.
Yeah, but isn't, because you were drunk the whole time. You were drunk. You don't remember. You may as well have stayed in Lithgow and had like beers all day.
Nothing wrong with Lithgow. Bloody better than Amsterdam.
No offense, Miss.
But like, isn't that more of a cultural question though? It's like how people lead their lives.
Exactly, defines... and that's what I'm saying is that our culture is the antithesis of human beings. It's like recently this chick I was speaking to was saying, right. You know that we're just like this close to making a pill that gets rid of periods? How cool is that? In a way, but at the same time, that's one of the only human things that's left is shitting and having periods. And we're getting rid of one of them. You can tell that there'll be one thing that's like, how embarrassing is it when you have to do a shit when you're overseas and your girlfriend's in the other room and you just want to pretend like you're doing a piss, but you're not. Well, you can just take this pill now and it clogs your anus.
That's already a thing. That's already a thing.
Clogs your anus.
Yeah, there's something that can like literally like solidify you.
Okay, like the anus clogging I can comment on, but man, we don't get periods. I've heard it's shit.
No, but I do. But I do get.
I'm really glad that I don't get peered. So I don't know if I'm gonna comment on like if they can get a pill, then maybe.
No, but I do. I do. I totally agree with Jordan. I do buy into that sort of. I totally buy into that sort of, you know, philosophy and like ideas of you know, stuff like you know, movies like Blade Runner and books like Brave New World, where it's just like. It's like, the savage, look at the savage. And, you know, it's like, it is scary. It is kind of scary the way, I mean, it's not a new idea, but it is kind of, I think you lose something. Like, whether it's technology or whether it's something that, you know, takes us away from our humanity or something that takes us away from actual happiness and enjoyment, you become inhuman. Yes. You lose yourself.
And what's so scary about it is we're having this conversation via electronic goods.
Thank you very
and
much,
FBI. And the fact
FBI.
That we can even have this conversation is really inhuman, I think.
Yeah.
The fact that how do we get back to humanity?
Totally.
How relieved is that?
I know. But you know what that says, though? That really says that it's inevitable. Like, if someone to us, like, we could all be having this conversation outside, but we want to connect to the internet. We want to promote... You know,
yeah, because we want to make we want like more and more people to listen to it. I don't know why, by the way, we decided that we want more and more people to listen to our fucking conversation. But for some reason,
people
we do.
Need to know.
But it is
why Miss Love thinks Lithgow sick.
It's like it's unbelievable how shit our conversations are. I just don't know how people still like manage to listen to it.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely feel like one day, I'm pretty much doing it now, more or less, but one day, you know, legitimately, I'd love to like live off the land. I'm not doing that now, but you know, live in some shed in the country, grow a beard, and just kind of like fashion small animals out of wood.
Heaps and heaps of scabs all over your arms, and anyone every time anyone points it out, just be like, "Yeah, I've got heaps of scabies. So what? Just don't touch me. Yeah. Fuck off."
And you're always making little things. You're not like, "I made my own kitchen." It's never that. You hire someone. You made like a little Robin, not even Batman, a little Robin made of wood.
Hey.
He doesn't know who Batman is.
Oh, way to blow. No, don't blow it. I could also build a fucking kitchen. But like, I mean, I can't. But in my imagination.
Mate, I love how Miss Love is always the one asking us not to be offended, but Miss Love always takes offense. And at the most trivial points,
I could make a kitchen. It's not just Robin.
Take that back. Not even that. I can't make a kitchen, but in the future, I'm sure I'll be able to. That's what I want in the future. But also, like, as well as that, like, super rustic, like, life, I kind of want to just have, like, ceviche made for me every day.
What is that?
Ceviche. You know what that is?
No.
It's like a South American raw fish meal that you make with lime juice.
Who's going to make it for you?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying, ideally.
That'd be great. I fashion my own spoons out of the bark that I find on these here trees. Then I order Uber Eats. Use that spoon, dagnabbit. Spoons are for eating. Can't eat if you got nothing to damn eat.
Miss Love, can you please give...
I'm not going to kill my own animals. That's creepy.
No, I do that too. But, like, my family can eat those.
So you eat
ceviche.
Ceviche. Ordered from Uber Eats in Sydney. Costs about $400 in delivery fees every single meal.
No, I was thinking more having, like...
But you give them skunks. That you just chuck on a fire. Thank you. It's charcoal again. Stay away from my damn ceviche, Edward. I'll kill you with the knife that I fashioned out of bark.
And then, like,
I was thinking more like,
can you please gift me like a side table for my birthday? Just say, like, here you go, I made this for you.
I was thinking more like a local, you know, legend that's just like, yep, I've been here since 19-dickety. And I'm the best fisherman around.
Yes, has a and hat that says "Yup" on it.
and he likes my wood carving skills so much that he feels the need to just donate fresh fish to me and just go, and then make ceviche. It's a very specific goal, like very specific.
Yuck. Cod sushi.
And very achievable cod. As well, may I add.
You could do that.
Yeah. But yeah, just like as a quick wrap up though, come on.
I agree with you.
This stone is hitting on something, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely true.
But it's an age-old...
Who can deny this? But who's going to sit there and be like, doesn't matter, anything that a human does is by definition human. Which is always the point of any kid that has heaps of Billabong t-shirts. It's like that point in your university lecture where you're just like... Australia's white people's land because they took it off the Aboriginals. And then everyone freaked out because it's a university. It's the most PC environment ever. So... The teacher tries to bring it back by going, yeah, well, what would happen if China took over this land from white people? They go, yeah, well, then it's China's land. Why is this so hard? It's like, true.
True story.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It's an age-old question. I mean, was it Aldous Huxley who wrote Brave New World?
Yeah.
That bowler knew his she. And he was... When did he write that? Like... I don't know, a long time ago. It was like the 40s or something, you wrote that. 50s.
You know what he was saying? Out of the two... Out of the two versions of an international tyranny, he was writing about it, and he was saying, out of his or George Orwell's, which would be more likely, it was like when you get up in primary school and you have to pick somebody who's most interesting news, and you're always like, mine was the most interesting. But yeah, he goes, I think... My version of the dystopic future.
Please buy my book. Please.
Yeah.
But I reckon he's right.
I don't. What
he's
is
kind of just is getting Orwell, everybody into a consensus.
Orwell is
of,
Big Brother, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
For the Puritans here that don't seem to conflate that with the smash hit television show that was on Channel 10, Channel 9, and finally Go.
You should read Animal Farm, Miss Love. I think you'll like it.
Sorry?
Animal Farm, you should read.
I've been meaning to read that
it's
for
really
a long time.
It's really short as well, and it's like...
Yeah, it's interesting.
There's pictures.
Is there?
Is there?
There's one on the cover.
Yes, there's one on the cover. It's a pig. It's
Who
a pig sitting on a table. That's right.
Bounce.
With like a horse somewhere.
But yeah,
you'll
like,
find out why that is.
Aldous Huxley's view, you know, one... Like, a girl from high school that... You would know, like a few years after school, we were at a party and she had been to a party the night before and she was like, everyone was taking so many pills and like they were so far removed from each other and it was so weird and like they couldn't even interact without them. And then she was like, it's so like that book we had to read in high school. And even then in like 2008, I was like, damn, she right.
She is.
And not just because she's hot.
I come on.
That is kind of true. That was a great insight into the male psyche. She's hot. They're 100% right.
Yeah. But it's true, you know? Like, it's kind of scary. Like, I don't... You know, it's just... It's almost... It's accepted now. It's a mainstream thought. It's like, yep, we're all going downhill, and it just keeps kind of going... You know, it's not... I'm totally, like, contradicting myself because I'm in it. You know, you live... We're speaking into computers right now. I'm not, like, against them. But it's just like something. It's an interesting school of thought. It's like, where could it go? How badly can it go? You know, or like, seems tumultuous times.
Yeah. That's what's so creepy about it. When you think about this, when you rewind your life, everyone's parents childhoods are so much better than ours.
That's
what
true.
What are your
actually.
Memories of your childhood? It's always, remember Banana Man? How good was Rugrats? Yeah. That's our fucking memories. What's... Everyone from, they had all these individual experiences where it was like, yeah, I was just like with a BB gun and I shot my brother in the ass and we didn't tell mum for 3 months and his ass rotted.
You know what was really...
No one's ass rotted in our generation.
Yeah.
Who got a rotting ass?
Ew, what are you talking about?
You know, there's always those stories of them just mucking around in the bush somewhere.
Mm.
And something happens to their feet where they get gangrene.
Oh, like your parents' generation. Yeah, that's true, that's true. Yeah.
Dude, there's like so
that's
many...
a human experience.
To be honest, I had a pretty good childhood, man. I lived right next to a national forest. And we were just like, you know...
But you did get fucked by a pedophile.
Well, yeah, but that was how it was at the time.
That's true.
It was the 90s. It was the 90s. But like...
I choose to think of it as a sexual awakening.
Hey, I lost my virginity
yeah,
first.
Yeah.
Okay, that is not true. That was a joke.
What do you mean? Nah. But anyway, we used to essentially like, you know, do like... Like push bull horns next to people swinging at golf courses and like hang off trees and like let off fireworks and like
dude,
I had
that
a
was
lot
like,
of fun.
That was like one of the last generations. Don't
exactly,
you reckon?
Exactly. Me, that, dude. That's
we were
so true. That
the
was
last
us.
Generation.
My brother just got in. So my brother's 20 now. So it was like a 7-year gap, and like we grew up. He had the same childhood as me. It was awesome. We were out all like we had PlayStations and stuff. And like as I got older, yeah, I started just playing Tekken like every day. But my parents would be like, "Get outside!" If I was in there, they'd just kick me in the ass and be like, "I'm not letting you in for like you know go play." And I'd just go out, and we would just like catch frogs and climb trees and play you know golf. We'd just like have fun. We'd just run around and like, how scary is that? You're right. You're completely right. Our generation. That's it. There's no way the iPad is not going to be. There's no way an iPad is going to be like stricken, like taken. It's too integral to everyone's life now,
exactly.
To business, to social media, to entertainment. Like, there's such a small chance that kids are going to be like, go run outside. I think they're almost so decent. They won't be able to handle just being outside and looking and doing nothing. No one's content with doing nothing.
That's, you know what else?
It's scary.
How insightful is
it's
this?
It's sad, actually.
Farbs, the guy that offered to build me a garden when he stayed over at my house for a month.
Best story. I feel like
and
that's...
Then charged me for the
that
garden.
Story is fucking
insane. He's the best human ever lived.
I love you, man.
That story solidifies it.
I am so half good. Sure he wanted money, and he was like, how can I make $100 quick and easy?
Yeah.
He went out, get a garden. He was like, hey, Jordan, I got you this garden. For $200, he paid only $100. You make $100 off of that.
Certain.
I love Fobs.
I'm only giving him 0.01% leeway. I'm 99.99% certain that he just wanted $100.
Yeah, I'm too. But anyway, yeah.
Anyway, the thing is, he used to be my housemate for a year. And it was crazy because all he ever did was watch surfing videos, turn down the music, and listen to gangster rap. And his room was just a crack den. And there was always, you know those guys at the Simpsons that walk past Marge like, hey, Barge Mom, hey, Barge Mom. Hello, Mrs. Cumberdale. Those people were just in my house, and I was Marge Simpson. There was always these really tall dudes that were 27 when we were 19. Hey, Mrs. Farbian. I'm a man.
Oh my god. That's
I would love to see that dynamic.
I love that.
I love that.
So scary going into his room because from me listening to Tony Robbins in my room being like, just go out there, achieve your goals, write them down, do some action now.
Yeah.
You can change your life. And then walking into Farbs' room and then it'd just be this guy being like, light up another motherfucking blind. With him sitting there with a bong, just being like, hey, dude. Anyway, so that was the difference. But then he wrote one thing on the top of my room that's still there,
mm-hmm.
that he wrote in pen.
Smoke cones.
Most insightful thought he ever had. That was number two. But number one was, maybe you need to be bored to have time to think.
Damn.
Dude, that's incredibly profound.
That's so good.
How amazing is that?
So true.
Dude, for
it's
that...
It's so haunting to have that on the top of my head. It's like when you hear about one of those torture dungeons from the 1900s in a boys' boarding school.
Yeah.
And it's just written in fingernails, I've been a naughty boy. Scariness.
Pick up.
I don't know why that's too funny.
I love that he did that. It's funny because
he's making fun of like real unfortunate environment. Scratching. I'm like, I've been a naughty. Like he's utterly defeated. He has now conceded that he was wrong.
Yeah. That's when you know that a man's mind has been broken.
I am the king of England.
Who would have wanted? Yeah, I never understood that.
But anyway, in summary,
it's true. Yeah.
I reckon that this sums up our generation to a T, because mostly my memories, unlike yours, Mislav, is just a screen my entire life and then playing Lego. And I really
that's brutal.
I really empathize with that boy in the secret garden when the girl goes, you need some sunlight. She's like, no, I'm allergic.
You that was my childhood. That's insane.
But I reckon everyone's from this point on. I was an early adapter.
That's really sad. Was your childhood like that?
Yeah, well, my childhood was... I was my childhood was pretty much like Jordan.
There was
it wasn't
bullshit.
Like
there was camels involved.
There were no camels involved.
Okay.
But man,
come on.
I actually...
Your brother's name was Ali Baba.
What the fuck? My brother's name was not Ali Baba.
How good would it be if he just kicked down the door of the studio now with one of those ye old Muslim swords?
Yeah.
You have disgraced your family for the last time, Ali.
For the last time.
And then he just shaves your beard with his sword. Start crying about it.
Yeah, because like, it's my honor. Dude, but like, okay, I was talking to my, like, coming back to the point, like, this is, I don't know if this is like as...
Holy fuck, that was racist.
We're so racist. I was going to say it. I'm like, let's not bring it up. But really, yeah, that was bad.
This is what I'm talking about. Anyone listening to this podcast, if you disagree, stop listening then. I don't even want to hear your opinion.
No. Stay on. for me, please.
Please.
Desperate.
Yeah,
Jimmy
on,
Kimmel,
it's
desperate.
Man, joking around about that shit is so much better than just sitting there being like, oh my God.
I know.
Like
life's
the
too
lamb ad, shut up about it.
Life's... Oh God, you're going to get a lot of hate for that. Life's too short, I think, you know. It can be a little bit offensive.
Again, that's the thing. Another thing about being a human being. That's what's so gross about the internet. It's just sanitizing everyone's interactions. Mm. Or it's tried to, and now, man.
Spontaneity.
If it wasn't for the good old boys at 4chan... They've changed the game, but
I think
the aim of media is to make everything perfect, right? But actually, human interaction is grimy. It's embarrassing.
Exactly,
man. That's what I was,
and it's fun. And there's good things. There's good things about it. I mean, like, you know how people, like, obviously bullying is bad, and there's a lot of cases of it going wrong. But like, there's a lot of occasions where, like, there's hilarity on your, even if you're getting paid out. Like, there's so many situations where it's like, funny scenarios come from things that shouldn't be. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, that.
Yeah, because like you
life experience.
Okay. I was talking to my mum, right, and she told me something which was like, it shouldn't be, but it was really surprising. So I was asking her, when you were like young, before smartphones and the internet age, when you went on public transport, like when you went on a bus, what was the environment like? And she was saying, you just go up, you sit next to someone, and you start talking. Everyone was talking to each other. I was like, but did you know them? Was it like a regular thing? He was like, no, that was just a norm.
So I actually, yeah.
Dude, when you make eye contact with someone in the street these days, you feel embarrassed.
Exactly.
It's kind of, it is actually
and this,
kind of scary.
I feel this will have like serious repercussions because like I was like.
I'm getting scared. It's scary.
The evolution of man, right? What made man that intense was we developed... We developed something which no other primate did, which was the ability to communicate. So with collective shared experiences, we just grew at a pace that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
We've reached that point again where we don't talk to each other.
We're literally de-evolution.
Not enhancing the social fabric anymore.
We're de-evolving.
I don't know what it's going to what that would lead to, but man, it's a scary ass thought.
It actually really is. I think it's much more scary than like that's the scariest thing in terms of society, in terms of, you know, as opposed to different political ideologies and stuff like that, like that global move, like towards just isolation and a lack of communication. It's It's pretty. It's massive.
Man,
I think it's like,
we are responsible for it.
Yeah, we are.
No. Not we as a generation. The three of us, no. Our podcast, yes. Our YouTube channel is fucking responsible. Because I've been thinking about this, man. So what we've done is like, okay, so what is our, like, if you look at fucking Holes Worthy Life, right? We're really, really casual. We're super casual. Like, we didn't have shirts on for the last one.
My fly is undone.
Every time! And we don't give a shit. And what happens as a result of this is...
commented on it a million times. It's just like, fuck you, don't watch it.
Yeah. Old-timey Jersey
You don't
man.
Like it? Yeah, just whip my cock out. How about now?
You like my pastrami sandwich?
You like pastrami, huh?
But, dude, what happens as a result of that is, like, maybe in my opinion, what happens is that people get involved. People get, like, their public setup revolves around the casualness of it. So they only like to communicate with people that they can have a casual relationship with. Mm. Where they can... The idea of the way our generation looks at it is like, if I can be real. But back in the day, you... Remember when people used to go up to actual other women and just say, like, tip their hat and just, ma'am?
Damn that straight. Was like, well, formal, I don't, but I wish I was around then.
It made you interact with people in a formal setting.
Yeah.
Now...
Miss Up, you're always wearing hats. Can you start doing that, please?
Yeah, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Who am
it's
I gonna
so
go?
Perfect for a bum ma'am. As well. Evening, madam.
Evening, madam.
I'm gonna start doing that.
Thank yeah, and then like, and because if you do gentleman. That, and like, if we, so now our generation, if we don't get that casual setting anywhere, that's when we start saying it's awkward because we're not getting that casual environment, and when we don't get it,
God, it's
we
so
tune
true.
Off. We completely freaking tune off.
Oh, it's so true. It's like. It's like trimming it. It's like trimming the fat. It's like you're trimming back something that's considered a, you know, like a norm. So you're like, it's like it was normal to say ma'am. And then that became like part, like, you know, what do you call it? Whatever. It became unfashionable. You stopped doing
norm,
it.
Norm, social norm.
People stopped doing that. And then people stopped talking on the bus because it's like, whatever. Yeah. And then people stopped like just talking like... I don't know, maybe the next progression is stop talking at bars, and then they stop talking at... I mean, is there any social... Maybe parties, okay? Even parties is probably the last level at which people socially interact and aren't... Actually, just... And work, because I suppose that, you know, you can't help it. But...
Don't you think that's a massive reason yes. for why it's so refreshing to see Trump?
In terms of what?
His imperfections made you love him more.
But Trump is the reason. Okay, what happens in politics, the same thing is happening. Why Twitter. Is Trump getting elected? Because he's the only one who is giving that casual environment to voters. He's the only one that is telling you, yeah, like, you can talk to me as if you can talk to anyone on the street. He is providing that casual environment that is allowing people not to tune off. If it's any other politician that remains in its formal sort of capacity of doing politics... Jeb, nobody gives a fuck about Jeb Bush.
Oh my God, it's so true. Okay, what is the main meme of the last 6 months in Australian politics? Nothing's happening. I even think that. I'm supposed to be reporting on Australian politics. That's my job. And even I'm just like, I don't know, fuck, let's just talk about, I don't know, X Factor.
But wait a sec, you're saying Trump,
it's because it's just, yeah, they're not... They're not Trump. They're not talking to you casually, so you think...
But are you saying that's a dangerous thing?
No. What I'm saying is that it's a dangerous thing. We are all part of it. I'm not saying... I'm not looking down at it. What I'm saying is that this is happening. Trump is the only one... That's why populist leaders are getting elected. They're giving you that casual environment.
Because of memes, basically?
Because of memes. Yeah, what memes is, like... Man, imagine if it was still like some earnest politician from back in the day, like FDR, just saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying. People
don't give a shit about that anymore because he's not providing that casual environment.
Yeah. The immediacy of those sort of that language. Yeah, I do know what you mean. I think it's a two-sided thing. I don't think it's necessarily totally terrible. Is, you know, doing that, but like, if that is a reflection of, like, you know, the greater society moving towards, you know, just being completely, I don't know if it is, maybe it's far-fetched to say, but that, just that, to bring it back to the idea of just being locked in to technology for everything, in every facet of your life, it's a very scary, it's a scary thought.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what brings me back to the original point. The humanity is being taken away from humans, man.
I agree.
And at this point, you know what really sums up our generation, I reckon?
What?
Plato's cave has never had so many channel options.
True.
Damn.
Shit. Thank you, the Kardashians.
Damn.